You are tuned to the Piedmont Report on your Blues 411 Internet Radio. I am your host, Mudcat, coming to you from Decatur, Georgia. This week I've put together a very special program, a cavalcade, a parade from the guests that have been here in the studio. Our guests have treated us to some wonderful stories and some beautiful songs. In order of appearance, Bill Sheffield, Stephen the Blues Dude Dupkin, Larry Griffith, and Stephen Talkovich. Donna Hopkins, Albert White, Sammy Blue, Renee Miller, all the way from Paris, France, with Mandy Stracoda, Nate Nelson, Haley Gray, Stony Brooks, Shelton Poe, Ross P, Swami. Come on, let's enjoy this visit with all these folks. Then we'll do some happy planting.
So good day, everybody.
She got the high heels on, and I thought to myself, who might your good man be? Hey, baby, take a chance on me. Look down at my watch as she walked by, thinking this has got to be worth a try. My, my, who might your good man be? Hey, baby, take a chance on me. Peek, it's hard not to stare, and I swear, who might your good man be? Hey, baby, take a chance on me. She looked at me twice. I figured I'd just as well roll the dice. And I said, honey, who might your good man be? Hey, baby, take a chance on me. Hey, baby, take a chance on me. Hey, baby, take a chance on me. It's all right. I don't bite, but take a chance on me. I'm here tonight.
My grandparents lived in a mill house across the street from Jefferson Mills in Crawford, and behind the house they had half an acre of garden. Of course, my grandparents grew up as farmers anyway, so had a half acre of farm, of a garden that they grew everything from watermelons to tomatoes, okra, you name it, they grew it. So part of the thing growing up is I had to go help out in the garden. I used to help my grandfather plow up potatoes every summer. I'd drive a little tractor, and he had a little mule plow. He would walk behind me, and the potatoes would come up that way, and then, of course, everybody had to go pick them up.
Yeah.
So that was part of the farming life there. And when I was really small, he'd had to walk behind tractor, and wherever he put his foot, I would put mine. So that's part of the one of the people who grew up idolizing the most was my grandfather. One Tuesday morning, it looked like rain around the curve, come past pass the train on the blind side, old Bill Jones. Just an old hobo, try to get home, try to get home, try to get home. Just an old hobo trying to get home. Way down Georgia on the tram, the roads get muddy and the leaves are damp. Gotta catch train, gotta leave this town. Like no hobos hanging around, hanging around, hanging around. Like no hobos hanging around. Just before day, heard the brakeman say you gotta pay. Got no money, gotta pawn my shoes. Gotta go west, got the Milwaukee blues. Milwaukee blues, Milwaukee blues. Gotta go west, got the Milwaukee blues. Said before he died, I fixed the road so he can ride. When they ride, they ride the rods. Put all the trust in hands to God. Hands to God, hand to God. Put all the trust in hands to God. Said before he died, two more roads he liked to ride. Old fireman said, what'd it be? It won't subsist him Santa Fe, Santa Fe, Santa Fe. Old Sub-Pacific and Santa Fe.
Listening to the Piedmont Report on the Blues 411 Radio Network, bringing you music from the artists of the Piedmont region, past and present, with your host, Mudcat.
Grew up in the inner city of Cincinnati. If we were going to grow food, it was going to have to come up through the concrete, because there was definitely no land, nothing to grow anything on. Even though my mother was born and raised in Conyers, Georgia, by the time she got to Cincinnati, that was a long faded memory as far as growing up on a farm down in Conyers. So although she didn't grow food, I sure heard about food being grown a lot. I heard about chickens. I heard about, you know, all that stuff. But no, we didn't experience that except through her memories.
Watching you. shaking. Oh, and I ain't freaking. Oh, my Lord. I stumble, then I fall. I'm walking into wall. I ain't even watching. Not a damn thing I do. I'm too busy watching you. Oh, have mercy. Keep it right there.
My grandmother grew the best tomatoes in on Sand Mountain in Alabama, and I would tell you they were delicious. And she would always be like, "I gotta get out here and put some sody on my tomatoes." I'm like, "Sody? What's that?" She was like, "I guess it was baking soda. I don't know." And she would ground up her little eggs and coffee grounds and put some sody. She called it on her tomatoes. She grew everything: corn, okra. Tomatoes. They were tenant farmers, actually, for Arnie Barrett, and he lived in his little house, and they planted and gardened, and, you know, they're farmers. So, yeah, and I was like, I got a few. My sister got the green thumb, but I remember a few pieces, you know. I still hadn't learned to grow tomatoes, which is my goal. I want to learn to grow a good tomato. I can grow green beans and beans and peppers and herbs and things like that, but I've yet to master the tomato. Maybe you can help me with that, Danny. Sometimes it feels like I ain't got nothing. Feels so hollow, my soul so there. Then I wake up, then I wake up. I am reminded my heart is not empty, it's full of love. My heart is full. My heart is full. Oh, my heart is so full of love. Look in the mirror. Trust your reflection. Believe what you give is gonna come back to you. Then you'll realize, just keep your heart open wide. My heart is full. My heart is full. Oh, my heart is so full. Full of love. My heart is full. My heart is full. Oh, my heart is so full. Full of love. Full of love.
At the meeting, I won't be at the meeting.
generations of the right and the wrong. I want to be at the meeting round the stone. I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting when all the saints come home. No more separation. Here come my son, she must got here by prayer. Oh, I'll be down waiting and all right. And then we would be at a meeting around the throne. One more time, just. When all the saints come home after the separation of the right and the wrong, I want to be that amazing around the throne. Said that. I want to be at the meeting when all the saints come home. No more separation of the right and the wrong. I want to be at the meeting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, back in the day, before Kroger, Walmart, people had to grow their own food. I feel lucky to have witnessed that on my own family. Probably down in Covington, Georgia, my uncle used to take me down there. And he had one real nice garden right by the house and another one up the street. And we used to go up and harvest just about everything. My favorite two things to harvest were peanuts and watermelon and cantaloupe, because you could eat either one of those right that minute. You know, you could eat a tomato right that minute too, but it wasn't the same. Now, at that same time, I said I was probably 8 years old. So that makes that, well, I ain't gonna give nothing away. It was a while ago. Somebody was president right before Kennedy. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Dwight Eisenhower. But at that time, we'd harvest the food and the kids would have fun going down and, you know, just like pick up a watermelon. It'd take two of us to pick up a watermelon. But it didn't take but one of us to drop it and break it open. and five of us would eat it. And it's like a wonderful, wonderful childhood memory. I remember all the green tomatoes that my aunt used to cook. The skillet-sized pancakes. And the biscuits. But late at night, all the kids would have to go to bed after dark. And the grandparents and aunts and uncles and your parents would go out by the fireplace that night and break out the jugs. Jugs that they blew and the jugs that they drank. And at the tender age of about 8, I used to hog the window on the side of the house because I was the biggest cousin and I could hog it. I happened to be out of listening one night and heard the sound. It happened to be that then, I didn't know it, but the famed Piedmont blues player Buddy Moss, and I believe it was Curly with him, I can't prove it. But I believe it was Curly Weaver and Buddy Moss. Because they traveled those parts in those counties in Covington and Conyers and Rockmart and Plant in those days. I know that for sure. But I know I heard Buddy Moss because later, as a teenager, I got guitar lessons from him and he became a mentor. So this might be the first song that I ever heard live, and the first one that Buddy taught me, or something like this. Chesterfield these days, sure enough hard to find. Chesterfield, Alabama these days, got to be hard to find. I smoke one in the morning, one at night, and all I choke down on it, and I hell on tight, and I say, ooh, Chesterfield, loud mama, they days. You know they hard to find. Chesterfield, loud mama, these days. Don't you know I can't find mine? Chesterfield, loud mama, these days. Giving me a real hard time. I smoke one in the morning, and I smoke one at night, you know, I choke down on it loud now, held on tight. I said, oh, Chesterfield, loud mama these days. Don't you know they hard to find? I'll follow along in Washington, Hoover be his name. Took me off my good Chesterfield, got me on that golden grain. Now I raved and I craved all the butts that I should have saved. I smoke one in the morning, smoke one at night. Choke that on the line, you know that I held long time. So who Chesterfield these days? Don't you know they hard to find? Got to be hard to find. Chesterfield these days, you know I can't find mine. Chesterfield, my mama these days, showing up. hard to find. I smoke one in the morning, one at night, choke down on it, hell on tight. I said, you mama Chesterfield these days. Got to be hard to find. Showed up hard to find. Got to be hard to find.
won't you be my chauffeur?
Yes, I will.
Won't you be my chauffeur? I want you to drive. I want you to drive me downtown. You know you drive so easy. I can't turn you down.
All right. I'll be your chauffeur.
So, everybody, you should grow your own food because, you know, I was thinking the other day how there's so many chemicals and there's, you know, so much crap we're already having to deal with in our lives. Why not be healthier and feed your body with good nutrition? And the only way to do that is if you know what you're putting in it. And the only way to do that is if you grow what you're putting in it. Thank you very much.
Hell, I'm leaving.
said them anyway. They sounded good to me. I'm sick and tired of you and me. Happiness is a distant memory. Unless I induce it chemically. Ain't nothing working lately.
Darkest light. Another cloud flows by and it it chimes inside my head. Cuckoo, another hour's gone by. And now the door is open, and all I have to go outside now that the light is slowly creeping in my cave. You'll ask what I've been up to, and I'll smile as I reply and force a lie before I return to my grave. Cuckoo, cuckoo.
So garden stories, I really love this, and I love it's part of the Piedmont Report too. Big part of my life. My dad had this garden that he pretty much made himself, cleared the trees when I was a young kid. We moved into this property when I was about 4 years old. It was pine wooded, and he sawed all those trees himself with this monstrous chainsaw and hired guys with tractors to haul them all off, pull the stumps up. And we spent a good part of a year and many years after that sifting through the soil to pull the rocks out. We had piles of rocks that were just unbelievable, but he was determined to have a garden out of this. It was terraced. So it started off with two terraces, about a quarter of an acre. It was a big garden, really, for where we were and the time it was. And planted stuff every spring and would grow things up until it was so cold you couldn't believe things would grow. We had fresh collards, you know, all I grew up with that. That's just what we ate. In fact, that garden fed us. That's what we ate. That garden and the stuff that wasn't in season, we'd can. Put them in jars, put them down in the basement, save them for the cold months. We grew so much that we just, you know, they'd go bad on the shelf. We'd have so many jars, mason jars full of all kinds of vegetables. And splendid stuff, man. You just can't believe what it's like to just grow up on nothing but fresh food like that. And all this stuff was, you hear, you know, terms like, you know, heritage seeds and stuff like that. Well, all these things were seeds that my dad grew, and then he would every season pull back a certain amount of the harvest and turn them to seed. He'd let some of them grow to seed right on the bush, and others he would let them ripen. And then he had a whole set of essentially screen doors that he would stack on top of each other and just fill them with the fruit and the vegetables and let them just desiccate right there on out in the open, you know, just out there. And the screen would keep the flies and the birds away from them. They would just dry up, totally dry, you know, peppers, beans, tomatoes, all those different vegetables, cantaloupe, anything. And we'd go out there and they'd just be totally desiccated and just crumble them up, separate the seeds and keep those in jars. And that was what he grew every year. Stuff that was grown last year, he'd be planting this year. And tomatoes, oh my God, those tomatoes. They people would call them uglies today, but they weren't quite the same thing, but they would be misshapen. And you cut those things open, they'd be so red inside and juicy, and you could just bite right into them and live off of them, man. You know, it's like, I don't know what heaven is like, but when you go to heaven, paradise is going to have tomatoes just like that. Those things were fabulous. That garden, man, he worked that garden. It was the love of his life. And the harvest from it was, you know, that was my money, how I earned my money. They would never give me an allowance or anything like that. I had to work for my money, and I didn't work, and they'd give me money. I had to work and get somebody else to give me money. Thank you.
right on, right on, right on.
It's coming down Highway 74 out of Monroe, North Carolina. You keep going straight down, hit Highway 9. You run into Terrell, South Carolina. That's where my folks have land down there. And my mom's sisters and brothers, they had land down there, and I would help in the field sometime. I never enjoyed that, man. But they grew up that way, and they picking peas and, you know, stuff like that, corn and stuff. And but I just didn't enjoy it. But that's how I learned it, and they would. I would see how they would plant and do stuff like that. So I picked it up from there, and they would slaughter hogs. I remember them slaughtering a hog, and had a big old pot, probably 5 feet high, boiling water. And it's gross, man, the way they do it. But, you know, they take the knife and put it in the pig's throat and split it all the way down, and then throw the pig in that boiling pot. And then that's the... They pull them out of there, and then you can pull the hair off the hog. That's to make the hair come off. Then they take them and put them in that smokehouse and stuff like that. And But that's the first time I ever seen that, and that's the first time I did. But I would never do that again. I felt so sorry for that pig. And it to me, it don't taste so good when it's that fresh. It don't taste good because they served some of it up, and it don't taste that good when it's fresh like that, man. But I never really liked going out there either. It's hot, or you get those little bugs biting on you and stuff. And I forgot what this other thing was. We go out there and pick, and it cut your fingers up. So I'm not a farmer that way. But man, it's still a lot of cotton growing through there. Through a lot of, you come down and see fields, cause just like if you go to Mississippi, see all them, still a lot of places like that, and people growing down there still the same way. And It's a boss, man. You can do it. What you got out there is okay, man. That's awesome. You know, I wish I could do that. And I probably would. I'm going to retire in 5 or 6 years. I'll probably get me something going again. Because it's awesome when you grow them out there, bring them in the house, man. You look at that stuff and you eating it and you know you did it. That's a good feeling, man. You know, no pesticides and all that crap they put on the stuff now. You know, it tastes better. You know you did it, you know. So that's the big deal right there. To me, fighting off the crows and squirrels and the bugs is the hardest part, and people stealing your stuff.
Speaking of growing food, yeah, we did. And we raised chickens in our yard. I'll never forget my mama. She'd catch two chickens, one in each hand, and pop their necks and drop them on the ground and let them run till they dropped, you know. And she'd send me to pick them up while she had the water boiling. Thank you. I never will forget that floating bridge. I never will forget floating bridge. Well, I never will forget, Lord, that floating bridge. What a 10 minutes time in the water I live. Well, all the people just stand around crying. Well, all of the people just stand around crying. Well, all of the people, Lord, they standing around crying. They say, Lord, Lord, won't you tell me where we grind? Christian dog, grand to be a Christian, ain't it grand? You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, third, you got Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday, grand, be a Christian, ain't it grand? It's grand to love your neighbors, ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to love your neighbors, ain't it grand? So much for recording. Well, it's Monday, Tuesday, got Wednesday, Thursday, got Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday. Grand above your neighbor, ain't it grand? I never will forget that floating bridge. Never will forget that floating bridge. Well, I never will forget, Lord, that floating bridge. But a 10 minutes time in the water I live. Thank you, sir.
The Piedmont Report, Blues 411 Internet Radio with Mudcat. I want to go to the meeting. I want to go to the meeting. I want to go to the meeting. When all the saints get home, after separating the right and the wrong, I want to go to the meeting around the throne. after separating the right and the wrong. I want to be in that number when the saints come marching home. Trouble will be over and sorrow will be gone. Then we can get to the meeting around the throne. When I get to Jordan, walking like a man, unbuckle my soul from my side, lay down in the golden sand. Talk with God the Father, talk with God the Son. Then we can get to the meeting around the throne. Then we can get to the meeting around the throne. See you at the Chicken Raid, Saturday, March 18th, Sunday, March 19th, at the Northside Tavern.
Thank you, Swami.
So welcome, my brother.
See you there.
Yes, sir.